back, everybody, to Mysterious Minis, the weekly minisodes from a galaxy not so far away, where we talk about the events and new books coming out this week from Mysterious Galaxy Bookstore. I'm your host, Gary, and this is a little bit of a weird one. I'm sorry that this episode is going out late. We normally record, Becca and I, early in the week, you know? Like, we normally would record on, like, a Thursday and have those episodes edited and ready to go. And when I went to edit this episode this morning so that y'all could hear it, it turns out that our recording software cannibalized the audio completely. So, this is probably gonna be a quick one, like it usually is when I do these on my own. I have already had this conversation with Becca, so it's a lot of retreading some ground already for me, but that's fine. I am willing to do that for y'all. We're just going to go ahead and jump right into events. Tonight, Shannon Ditmore is going to be in conversation with Stephanie Garber, talking about her new book, Winter, White, and Wicked. That is brand new, out today, a young adult novel. Let's see, I did not pull up the description. Wow. There's a whole bunch of really fantastic quotes about the book from different authors without actually describing what the book is about. So it says, Adrienne Young says it was a wholly unique world that you won't find traces of in any other fantasy. This refreshing read takes you down the treacherous ice roads of Lace and stays with you long after the journey. It's a magical story teeming with grim lore, grotesque monsters, and gripping mysticism, says A.G. Howard. This sounds fun. I am a fan. Let me see if I can find a little better description for you. Here we go. On an island cursed by eternal winter, Sylvie agrees to run a late-season haul for a smuggler. When they reach their destination, Sylvie must decide if she can abandon her cherished solitude and anonymity in the favor of the icy spirit Winter to join with the rebels. Interesting. Rebels. Subjects... magic, trucks, truck driving, blessings and curses, government and resistance, government, comma, resistance too. I like that that is the subject tag for this book. That's fantastic. Fantasy truck driver thing? Is this they said fantasy and monsters. That's fascinating. So that's tonight. Shannon Ditmore, like I said, is going to be in conversation with, Stephanie Garber. Her book Finale, which is the last one, I believe, in the Caraval series, came out recently. When I say recently, I actually mean May of last year. It's hard. I lose track of, like, when all of these things come out. The two of them are going to be in conversation. We are doing signed and personalized book plates for Winter, White, and Wicked. You just need to leave a note in the order comments when you place that order. They're also doing a pre-order gift. I think it's too late because the book is on sale today, but you can try. If you buy a copy of this book, send your receipt or library request to wickedpreorder@gmail.com. That's included on the, this pre-order gift. They're going to have, an art print, a book plate, and a bookmark, which I think is not going to be the same as the I mean, we're going to have book plates as well, but I don't think we have the other swag. So, make sure to send that in today if you want to place an order for that book. Let's see. Tomorrow, Alex E. Harrow is going to be in conversation with Lonnie Taylor. She's talking about her new book, The Once and Future Witches, also brand new out today. This one is a fantasy novel set in the late 1800s. Three sisters use witchcraft to change the course of history in a Hugo Award-winning author's powerful novel of magic amid the suffragette movement. That sounds cool. It says, there's no such thing as witches, but there used to be, in the wild, dark days before the burnings began. But now witching is nothing more than tidy charms and nursery rhymes. If the modern woman wants any measure of power, she must find it at the ballot box. But when the Eastwood sisters... join the suffragists of New Salem, they begin to pursue the forgotten words in ways that might turn the women's movement into a witches movement. This sounds cool also. So check that out. We are doing, like I said, that event is tomorrow night, 7 p.m. On Crowdcast. We are doing signed and personalized books for Once and Future Witches. Make sure to put that request in within the next week. I think the deadline is next Wednesday. So make sure you do that as soon as possible. It looks like we're also going to have signed only book plates from Lonnie Taylor. So if you want to get a signed book plate, just make a note of that in the order comments when you order one of her books. Okay. Lots of events this week. On Thursday, the 15th, Samantha Coho is going to be in conversation with our very own Constance Summer, our events coordinator. She was on an episode, I think we did the Lighthearted Reads episode of the podcast with her. Many people might know her from running the Young Adult Book Club in store, although I'm not sure how involved she has been with that in recent months with everything going on. I know we've just started like really having those virtual meetings again. She's going to be talking about Samantha Coho is talking about her new book, also brand new today, Golden Fury. This one, a 18th century Europe, vivid ride through 18th century Europe with darkness and dread creeping at its corners, says Emily Duncan. Thea Hope longs to be an alchemist out of the shadow of her famous mother. The two of them are close to creating a legendary philosopher's stone whose properties include immortality and can turn any metal into gold. But just when the promise of the stone's riches is in their grasp, Thea's mother destroys it in a sudden fit of violent madness. Ooh, I love philosopher's stone stories a lot. I think this sounds really rad. Alchemy is cool. I like the idea of immortality. Very interested in what is going on with her mother. So that'll be a fun one. Like I said, that event is 7 o'clock on Thursday, also on Crowdcast. And we are also doing signed and personalized copies of this book. Again, this is one that you have like a hard deadline. The personalization requests are due on October 22nd. Those books will take, of course, a little bit of time for us to get them because the author will have to sign them and then mail them to us before we can mail them to you. But place an order for that and make a note in the comments if you'd like to get a signed book plate. Or signed book. On Friday, Kathy Marie Buchanan is going to be in conversation with Meg Waite Clayton. Kathy's talking about her new book, Daughter of Black Lake, while Meg is talking about Last Train to London. We are doing signed book plates for Daughter of Black Lake. You just need to make a note in the order comments for that. Daughter of Black Lake came out last week. I don't remember if it's one that we talked about at length. In a world of pagan traditions and deeply rooted love, a girl in jeopardy must save her family and community. A transporting historical novel by best-selling author Kathy Marie Buchanan. That's awesome. This one also sounds fun. There's a lot of really fun, like fantasy adjacent, like spooks. I mean, it's October. That makes sense. We're going into the third week of October already, so lots of good spooks. And then we've only got one more event to talk about. This one is on Sunday, October 18th at 2 p.m. We are very fortunate to have V.E. Schwab in conversation with Felicia Day. She's going to be talking about her new book, The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue. We are doing, I believe, signed book plates for this one. Yeah, we have signed book plates and we have art prints that are really pretty. We have been packaging up and getting those prepared to mail out. So people should start receiving their books pretty soon, actually, if you ordered priority. You still have time to order more. I think we still have quite a large number of books available. We ordered like 400 copies of this book. So that we would have them for everybody. You have to buy a copy of the book in order to get entrance to this event. This is a ticketed event, so the only way to watch it, I believe, is to buy the book. You might be able to get a ticket on its own. We've done that for other ones. I will find that information out and include that in the episode description for folks who are listening. So that's our events. Lots of events this week. So many events this week. Should be fun. I'm not really going to spend any time talking about any other books because I talked about all the event books. But I do want to shout out, there are a couple of other ones. Ring Shout, which I believe Jenny really loved. There might be a review for that on the website already. Lightbringer by Claire LeGrand is also out this week. There's a new Cory Doctorow called Attack Surface. I am particularly excited for, there's another Steven Universe art book called End of an Era from Chris McConnell, which I'm also really excited about. That's actually probably one that I'm going to buy. I'm a big fan of that show, and I really like the first art book they did a while back, so that will be fun. Let's see. What am I reading right now? I am finishing up Thrawn Ascendancy Chaos Rising. Kind of dragging my feet through that one a little bit. I really like Thrawn a lot, but I'm just, like, not as invested in what's going on in the Chaos versus what's happening, like, in the galaxy in the rest of the Star Wars stories. So, I'm sure Becca and I will talk about that at some point. I'm not sure if they're still reading that. I'll have to ask. I think that's the only one I'm reading, though. I want to start... I don't even know. I don't know what my next book is going to be. I might read Golden Fury because I liked Red Rising when I read that a few weeks ago. I also want to read Fires of Vengeance. That's the sequel to Rage of Dragons from a year or so ago that I really, really enjoyed. A couple years ago now, I think. That's Evan Winter. That's coming out in November, so we'll talk about that then. I'm trying to see if I can get him on the show. I think that's it. Easy peasy. Like I said, short one today because I already know that this episode is late and I really want to get it out for y'all. Becca, unfortunately, I wasn't able to drag them into recording because they had a scare with their pup last night. I don't want to, like, divulge too much information. I think Nort's okay, but I got a text at, like, 4 a.m. that was like, oh no. So, you know, we make do. Thank you, everyone, for listening, of course. There's not going to be an episode this Thursday, but we are planning on having one next week. I don't actually know what that topic is going to be. I'm pretty sure it's just going to be Becca and I on our own, because a lot of the staff are just bogged down. We have so many orders. 400 copies of Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, like, take some time to get through, it turns out. So we are, you know, diligently working away at the store. I think we're going to try and do a Halloween thing. I'm probably going to push that to happen on the next recording. But, you know, we'll see. Thank you, of course, to Austin Farmer for allowing us to use the track Kill the Farm Boy from his album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. That's our intro and outro music for the show. Thank you, of course, to all of you for listening. Thank you to the patrons who have been supporting us. I know that Becca has a list of new folks who have joined the Patreon. Thank you so much for all the support. We are doing, Becca is doing a lot of, I'm not going to say we are, Becca is doing a lot of work behind the scenes to, like, get all that stuff done for y'all. So we really appreciate everything that you guys have done to, like, support us and support the store and the community. So thank you, of course, for that. You can find us on social media at Myst Galaxy Books. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all the same. Myst Galaxy Books, MYST Galaxy. Same for our website, mystgalaxy.com, to find any of the events or any of the books that are talked about. I'm, like I said, also going to include all the links in the description, so you can find those there as well. And I think that's it. We'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far away.